Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Welcome. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word today. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We believe that. And Father, your word says that. And on this broadcast, the last several days, we've been talking about and dealing with the word, talking about the greater one that has come to dwell in us forever. Glory to God. And we thank you that the greater one will equip us today to walk in the office in which I'm called to minister to the people, and they will receive according to the power of the same Spirit. And we declare it, we believe, we receive it, we take it, we have it now, and we call it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory to God. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Amen. Now, let's read our base foundation scripture, 16th verse of 4th chapter Romans. Therefore it is faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, excuse me, before him or like him in his presence, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Now, God who calls things that be not as though they were, amen. Thank you, Lord. And that's what we're talking about now. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. Now, we've begun talking about this, and every word, that every promise in this book is backed in blood. These are blood-sworn oaths. God said it. And if you believe it and believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth in the name of Jesus and back it up with corresponding actions and follow the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you. If he tells you repent and get away, get rid of that. Okay, yeah. Well, if he tells you, that means he'll empower you to do it. Amen. And you follow the directions of the Scripture. This is a Spirit-led life. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I want to take us back over here in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, where Jesus is talking about something here that we need to see. Now, remember, we stood on Luke 11, 11. We stood on Romans chapter 10. It said, whosoever believeth that God raised Jesus from the dead and confesses him as Lord, you will be saved. So we did that. And we said, okay, I'm saved. I'm not waiting for a feeling like I'm saved. You quit praying that, the devil will instantly trying to tell you, you didn't get anything. Did you feel anything? See if you feel anything. He's a liar. You don't believe that. Believe this. Believe this blood-sworn oath and instead of a lying demon. Amen. Now, my feelings are fickle. My feelings are going to have to be trained. My mind's going to have to be renewed. But my spirit, man, is recreated, and the power of God is in here when I got born again. But now, see, all of those 120 men and women on the day of Pentecost, all of them born again. And baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, let's go take the look at that now in the 14th chapter of John. Remember now, the 11th chapter of Luke, Jesus said, in the 13th verse there, he said, or the 11th through the 13th verse. You being evil are just natural people, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him? Well, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. He did. And so, Father, I'm asking. Jesus said it, and I'm asking. Making a difference how you feel. I'm asking, and so I believe I receive, and based on your word. And I fully expect every example I've found in this whole book where they baptized in the Holy Spirit that spoke with the other tongue. Well, I'm going to do it too. Maybe it's just not that everybody ought to do that. You know, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because I want to go there before we look at this in John 14. Let's look at the very last chapter of the book of Mark. And listen to this. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Who? Believers. Preachers? No, believers. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That is for every born again believer. God is no respecter of persons. Amen. This you shall receive power. Amen. And it's the same word translated power that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. It's exactly the same word. That was healing power. That was Holy Ghost power. Amen. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Woo, glory to God. Now then, let's go back over here, like I said, to the 14th chapter of John, and I want you to notice something there that Jesus said. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth within me, he does the works. Jesus of Nazareth was baptized in the Holy Ghost in the River Jordan. Amen. And he never did one miracle all of his life till he was 30 years old. He never did any kind of works. He never did anything in this earth until he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, until he was anointed of God. Amen. And now he said, it's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Amen. Now, verse 12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Now, what happened when he went to the Father? He prayed the Father, and he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Now, listen, stay with me now. Now, you come down, verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because they see him not, neither know him, but you know him. He dwells with you and he shall be in you. Now, wherever they went, the Holy Spirit dwelling in Jesus, The power of the Spirit of God in him was with them. And they ministered and they cast out devils and they ministered healing to the sick. They did all these things. And Jesus said, it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. And the one that's dwelling in me is with you. But there's coming a time. Woo-hoo-hoo. There's coming a time that he'll not only be with you, he'll be in you. Glory to God, I don't preach myself plumb happy. Hallelujah. He's in here. That's the reason it's so important, just like it was for Jesus. It is so important for every born-again believer to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and to speak with other tongues, because it's in the power of the Spirit of God. When you yield your tongue to the Holy Spirit, then you begin to yield all the members of your body. That untamable tongue just got tamed, praise God, by the power of the Word and the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, this is so important. It is so valuable, so powerful, and so important. Why? Because he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. How do you do that? Same way he did. It's the Father that dwells within. It's the same anointing that dwells within. You hear and obey. You pray and obey. Amen. You do it by faith. You believe it in your heart. You say, what? The blood's sworn promises of God. You find promises that cover your situation, and you put them in your eyes, and you put them in your ears, and you put them in your mouth, and you put them in your heart. You begin to speak them, and then you begin to stand on these words, and you believe them, and you speak them, and then you act on them. You act as though that word is true. I don't care if you're totally, completely paralyzed from, you can't move anything but your eyeballs. I have seen this happen when I was ministering with Brother Roberts back in 1967 in the invalid room. He preached a message called Rise Up on the Inside. And he said, if you can't move anything but your little finger, you start moving it. Glory to God. I don't care if you're completely, totally paralyzed, just like I said, that little girl strapped to that wheelchair, they had a board strapped to the chair. She is stiff as a board. She couldn't move anything but her eyes. I laid hands on her, and Brother Roberts laid hands on her, and she started rolling her eyes like that. Glory to God. Glory to God, she said. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Mama, untie me. Mama, untie me. Untie me. I'm telling you, untie me. They untied her, and she leaped up off of that thing. Now, I'm telling you, when you baptized in the Holy Spirit and the language of God is on the inside of you, praise God, and you begin to worship God. Let me show you something here now. Let's go back over there to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to show you something else here again now. In this 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, did you hear that? Bless with the Spirit. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what he says? Now, he's not saying that it's not right to do that. He said, just don't do it if there are people in the room that don't know what you're doing. Go ahead and pray over the food or whatever you're doing in your known language so that they can agree with you and be blessed. For verily thou givest thanks well. Praying in tongues, you give thanks well, powerful thanksgiving. All right. Now that we know that, let's go over here to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 6. Be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I'm telling you, hey, you can do a whole lot. You can go a whole lot further making requests in tongues than you can in English, because the Spirit of God knows what the situation is. Amen. For verily thou givest thanks well. Now remember, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you are not my own. It is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. The words that I speak before God are not my own. Oh, glory to God. I'm continuing to make my request known to God. I am praising God. I am worshiping God. I am giving thanks. Well, hallelujah. I pray also that I interpret. Hallelujah. My spirit is taking a rest. Hallelujah. We read that yesterday. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The 28th chapter of the book of Isaiah, the 11th and 12th verses right there. This, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people, and this is the rest. This is the rest. Your spirit gets to rest. Now, all the time, I'm praying, and I'm speaking not unto men, but unto God. And God understands me. He knows what I'm saying. And the Spirit of God knows what needs to be said. But you got to do it by faith now. I just don't know. I'm just jabbering away. Don't even go there. That borders on blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Don't you ever get, don't even get close to that. You understand me? So, oh yeah, I believe in these words. Well, I don't, the devil says, oh, you didn't understand anything you said. I know it, and neither did you. Yeah, devil. That's what upsets him so. Man, you know, when you're praying in English, he's sitting there listening, and I need to work on him on that. No, just cut him out of it. Cut him out of the chain altogether. I've learned this over the years. The Lord taught me this. I'm about to pray something. I'm going to say something to God. I don't want Him hearing it. Now, I've had conversations with Gloria. I'll say, Father, we plead the blood over this conversation. The devil ain't hearing anything we got to say. But here I'm like this, and I'm thinking, Father, I'm going to pray about this. But I'm going to pray about it in tongues. Amen. And there are some things here that I want to say to you in fullness and completeness that I don't want the devil. I don't want him knowing anything about it. So I'm praying about, and I call, I'm praying about my children. I'm praying about this in the ministry. And I pray that I also interpret. Now, Brother Roberts taught me years ago. He said this. He said, I had no idea how to build a university. The night he got healed of tuberculosis, he was within a couple of weeks of dying. And his brother and sister took him to a tent meeting where there was a tent preacher preaching on healing. And they took the seat out of the car, back seat of the car. This is back years ago. And set it there. He was so weak, he couldn't move. The voice of the Lord came to him on the way to that meeting, and he said, you're going to take healing to your generations, and you're going to build me a university based on the Holy Spirit. Now, he got that back there. He had no idea how to build a university. Well, the years went by, and he took healing to his generation, and it's come time to build that university. He didn't know what it looked like. So he just started praying in the Spirit, and he took that scripture. Pray ye also that you interpret. He said, now the interpretation may come as a inward witness. It may come as a conviction in your spirit about something. That knowing, you just know. I know this is what the Spirit of the Lord has me praying about. Like you may just suddenly, oh man, somebody's in danger. Don't give up. Just keep praying. Don't quit. I don't care how long it takes. Don't quit until you break over into victory. Glory to God. I got it. Well, Brother Roberts just go out there and stand on that property and just walk the property praying in tongues. And then he would stop and he would interpret back to his mind. Oh, Brother Copeland, I'd be afraid to do that. See, you're doing it without any faith. When you get over there and you read these scriptures these are blood promises. Pray that you interpret. Amen. Well, if he says pray that you interpret, that means you can interpret. And he said, this is the way we got everything. He said, I began to see it in the Spirit. I began to speak back to myself. I heard Brother Hagin talking about this. He said, I'd pray in tongues until I'd get my, sometimes he said, one time I got my, the whole, the whole next year. I got my whole schedule laid out in front of me. Hey, see what's happening here? You're tapping into the heart and mind of God in areas the devil can't even get into. He doesn't have a clue. You can pray about your finances in the spirit. You don't need to be praying about them anymore in the natural when you've bound the devil and you've gone before God and you've got the leading on the Lord on what you need to be receiving financially and ministering spirits. You go and you bring my money in here, but I can sure pray about it in other tongues. I call my debts done. I call my money in here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These things are real. And these things are of me, saith the Lord. So rejoice and be glad, for I will rejoice along with you. I will be glad along with you, and I will show you great and wonderful things to come. So come to me and be with me and walk with me, and I will come to you and I will be with you. And don't you remember in my word that I inhabit the praises and the thanksgivings of my people? When you pray, you come into my presence, and when you praise, I come into you. So rejoice, for these are the days of the end, saith the Lord, and I will show you great and mighty things. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.